Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
It's hour three of the nation. John Daniels is coming up in 20 minutes. By looking at this text, I would venture to say JD is the most hated man in DFW sports today. Boy, they're mad. I think this is progress, you know, and I get it. Maybe JD does deserve to be fired. That doesn't mean letting go of Woody was the wrong thing to do. I think we're heading in the right direction. We had a good developmental coach who wouldn't be mean to the players so they wouldn't get down on themselves. And now it's time to get a win now coach. And maybe Woody can figure out how to be one of those. He just got his first wake-up call as a professional manager. You can't be nice all the way through. At some point, you got to start. Got to start hitting him with the spurs on your boots, right? Run, horse. You know,
get that spur.
And you know, you gotta have different approaches to getting the job done. It is time now, though, for Zach Wolchuk and his top 10 at 4:20. And JD's coming up in 20 minutes. Here he is, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
Wally Bully. Wally Bully.
Bow, 877-881-1053 via the truckreg.com text line. Also, YouTube, Twitch. I see the Twolos here in the chat.
Ooh, I just saw your motorboat that you did during the song there on the Twitch.
I'm getting
a little lag on the computer, and that was sharp, bro.
I'm getting excited.
You're like in mid-season form with that motorboat.
I'm ready. I'm ready for TD Tuesdays. We are getting so close.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. I think we're like four Tuesdays away from the first TD Tuesday of the year.
Can we do a premature TD Tuesday tomorrow?
We could do a best of TD Tuesday, you know, best of 2021 NFL season, college football season.
We got a preseason action.
There might be some preseason TDs that are worthy of it. We can look into it.
I mean, not from the Cowboys game. But.
Definitely not from the Cowboys game.
They scored one, right? Simi Fajoko, can you give my guy some love?
Yeah, but that's not right? Like
Simi's looking good.
Yes.
He's my guy.
He's our guy.
I do want to know, who is your favorite former athlete turned famous actor? Because it's Boban's birthday today. Boban's my guy. We're besties. We go way, way back. Way, way back. It's not Bobby and Toby. It's not Bobby and Luca. It's Bobby and the Woolly Bully.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I was heartbroken when he got traded. But I want to wish him a very, very happy 34th birthday. All best, all best. Sky is limit, Bobby. And good luck out there in Houston. He actually now is teammates with another former Maverick, Willie Cauley-Stein, who signed there over the weekend, one-year deal. But Boban's done some acting. He was in John Wick.
He was in John Wick.
Great job in John Wick.
I actually saw that one.
Yeah. You are watching a lot more movies, my friend.
I am watching a lot more. Matter of fact, I watched 45 minutes of The Joker with Joaquin Phillips.
Was that Joaquin Phoenix?
Phoenix. I called him Phillips. Phoenix.
Why only 45 minutes?
Because that's how long the flight was.
Oh.
And then what else did I see? There was something else that I watched. I can't quite remember what it was at this time.
Hey, that's okay.
I was trying to do a lot of work.
Tamara's done well.
Yeah.
She's really getting you back into film.
Oh, it was the Kingsman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You saw Bobby watching that when we were in Oxnard, and you were like, I'd like to watch some of this.
Yeah, the Kingsman, yeah.
Lucius actually texted me a movie to watch on Hulu. It's called Lemon.
Yeah.
And I'm about halfway through. I'll finish
pretty
it tonight.
Good, man.
It is. It's
damn
funny.
Good, bro.
It's funny.
Lemon,
then watch The Rehearsal next. That's wild as hell on HBO.
Okay.
What's manic.
What's it all about here?
Lemon is, it's hard to really describe what it's about.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
It's like a theater teacher or an acting coach in L.A., and his life and his wife is blind, but they have a poor marriage going on, and it just follows him around almost documentary style. But it's hilarious. When I finish it, I'll be able to describe it more to you.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
The first 45 minutes, that's kind of where we're at.
Oh. I drove a lemon for about a decade.
Did you?
Yeah. And it lasted me a decade, man. Shout out to Hondas.
No, you love the lemon chills. All right, when I think athlete turned actor, who's the first person you think of?
Bill Cosby. O.J. Simpson.
Burt Reynolds.
See? Bill Cosby was an athlete?
Yeah, of course. What? Oh, my gosh. Hell yeah, bro.
Wait, he's got bona fides? Was he
He's super bona fide.
Football?
I think he damn near played everything, man.
Wow.
School of Temple, right?
A multi-sport athlete was Bill Cosby?
Bill Cosby's out of control, bro. I heard it clearly in both sides of the game.
Yeah. I heard it. He was a hell of a boxer. He put you to sleep. Yeah. Problem.
All right, man.
I heard he put you to sleep. Bro, is it too soon or is it not too soon?
That's all right.
Can we joke about, are we...
Did I just get canceled?
I
don't know if it's too soon or not, but I got respect for it. Nice.
He was a football star. Look at this. Yeah, he was crushing him.
You went Burt Reynolds, though, because we're going
to
get a
lot of leather helmet days.
I wrote down Jim Brown, too. Was
Jim Brown, absolutely. Jim
Brown, yeah. Dirty Dozen.
Yeah. I can't think about Jim Brown without thinking about his modeling career post-playing days.
That was a night, wasn't it?
Holy smokes.
My Lord.
About Carl Weathers, Action Jackson.
Okay, I love Carl Weathers.
Yeah.
Big fan. Rocky, Creed. Of course.
Yeah.
Creed. Apollo Creed. Yep. No doubt.
I think of Predator when I think of him.
Do you? Oh, Carl Weathers.
Legendary handshake in cinema history.
Dude, those biceps. Carl Weathers
Dylan,
had a fan.
You son of a bitch.
Yes. He had a fantastic acting career. No question. John Stewart. Did you guys know John Stewart was actually a William & Mary men's soccer player before he got into acting?
Pretty good program over there.
Fantastic. Tommy Lee
so
Jones.
So was Odell Beckham Jr. Hell of a soccer player.
He likes to fight gnats.
Oh, wow.
Bro, why are you bringing up old stuff, man?
His ass kicked by those nets. I don't think he even likes fighting the nets anymore.
No, the net wins. We also have Tommy Lee Jones. I didn't know this, but he attended Harvard, played offensive line for Crimson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones.
He used to be a beefy boy.
John Goodman.
Oh, no.
John Goodman.
Southwest.
Oh, he was
Missouri
a nose tackle
State.
For sure. Yeah. He was a nose guard.
He's a big LSU fan, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
he's a one tech.
He did. He did end up playing some football.
I think he's the only one on College Game Day that's been perfect
when
they pick the players. I think he's the only one in history that's ever been perfect picking the games.
You know, the one thing about College Game Day when they've had the celebrity pick-ems, the one time that ticked me off is when Katy Perry was on there and she shoots her shot at Trevor Knight.
Oh, and
Trevor Knight was just not interested.
Gosh,
I'm like,
schmuck.
Dude, you're in college and Katy Perry is basically saying, call me, I'm down to go out with you.
Yeah.
And you're just not going to acknowledge it?
You're out of your
what
mind.
What is wrong with you?
He's probably in love.
I can't trust your judgment anymore
that's
as a quarterback.
Stupid love.
Like that's an immediate move to the bench for me.
I was in love with
this
a pair of Katy Perry's, too.
This guy's awareness is lacking.
Unbelievable.
Elmo shirt. He never seen it.
Come on.
He's never seen it.
Well, he needs to. Ronald Reagan makes the honorable mention.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, played football.
Did he have wheels?
Eureka College. Eureka.
I heard his wife was a, throat goat.
Oh.
Y'all didn't see that going viral?
He dated himself with Tiana.
Old Nancy was a fool, bro.
I did not see this going viral. Was this Debbie Does Dallas?
I heard old Nancy was a fool.
Old Nancy.
Ed O'Neill. Of course, the Little Giants.
Yes, and he's trained in, taekwondo or something like that? No, jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu, yeah.
Yes, don't play with that, man.
And then the final and honorable mention will be Dean Cain.
Superman?
Yep, Superman. Yeah. He played football as well in the 80s. So
that's not fair.
What about the guy that played Hunter in the 80s cop drama? That guy was a two-time All-Pro.
Oh, Fred Dreyer.
Fred Dreyer. There you
Fred
go,
Fred Dreyer.
You know names, buddy.
Every once in a while, you said that you played a cop in the 80s. I was thinking,
Fred's
football.
Not in the top 10.
Fred Dreyer,
10.
Yeah.
We'll give Fred Dreyer some honorable mention.
Just
love.
Don't bring any more of those games. So
no
Fred
current
Williams,
players.
Fred Williams, the hammer. Let's throw
the
him
hammer.
In there.
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah.
The hammer.
How about Ray Allen?
Ray Allen.
Jesus Shuttlesworth.
I
did see
you got
Ray
game,
Allen.
Right?
I did see Ray Allen on a couple of weeks. Howie Long.
Howie Long.
From the 308. Terry Bradshaw. We discussed
Bradshaw.
Him. Jim Gaffigan's getting texted
Jim
in.
Gaffigan, really?
Jim
Gaffigan.
Really?
Jim Gaffigan.
We keep forgetting The Rock.
The Rock. Yes.
I mean, he's like we'll the biggest the actor out here in
Trust
the game.
Trust me, we'll get to The Rock.
Oh, okay. These are all honorable mentions we're mentioning?
Yeah, these are all honorable mentions.
Okay.
Let me get into the top 10.
Let me sit down.
Number 10, Josh Duhamel.
Josh Duhamel,
Win a Date with Tad Hamilton, Transformers star, of course.
He's in Vegas.
And I think he was married to Fergie,
not? And then she did the national anthem, and he said,
and
this is it
for me. And she peed herself on stage, and I think he was like, I don't know about this, but they're still together, I believe.
No. And what did he play?
No, they're not together.
No.
They're
what sport?
He played football. He was a quarterback.
He looks like a quarterback,
for Division
man.
II Minot State. So why not? Eric's not interested, but.
Well, yeah. Neither were NFL teams, apparently.
Apparently. He wasn't good. He really wasn't very good. He threw more interceptions than touchdowns.
Like most players, like I remember Fred Dreyer. Wasn't very good.
Well, look, can't remember what don't tell lunch. That to Ben DiNucci or Tony Romo or a lot of D2 guys.
Well, Ben DiNucci's not very
Ben DiNucci. He made the league. Number 9, Forrest Whitaker.
Oh, yeah. Where did he play?
Football.
How?
Is that Hollywood High School or something like that?
How is he able to pull that off? That's honestly impressive.
Maybe that's where the injury came from.
It's messed up, bro.
Number 8, we've got Mark Harmon, which has been texting quite a bit.
Yes, he's the CSI?
No, no, no. NCIS.
NCIS.
UCLA Bruin.
He's a quarterback, yeah. UCLA.
Number 7, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What did he play?
Football for the Mean Green.
North Texas.
Yeah. He was a golf guy. Big golf guy, Dawson.
And golf. Yeah. And he was in The Longest Yard.
He was.
He was a big golf guy. Golf guy. Crushed Remember it on the tennis club. Courts.
Number 6. This might surprise some people.
What did he play? There was only one option.
What did he play?
Fullback.
No, it was wrestling. Joel pong. McHale.
I love Joe McHale, bro.
He's secretly, he's awesome. Amazingly in phenomenal condition.
Is that
dude's way bigger than you would think.
He played Washington football.
Wide receiver?
He was part of their Rose Bowl team that beat Michigan in 92.
Joe McHale, bro.
What time? 92?
92, yeah.
Connor.
Yeah.
What was he?
He was scout team like
you
me.
You can go ahead and look that up there. He was in the picture. Number 5, we got Jason Statham, who was a member of the British National Diving Squad.
He's a swimmer?
He was a diver.
I could see him being more of I thought he was going to be a rugby player.
I could have seen that, too.
That was just ripping ears off.
Just fast as hell. Number 4, Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, he was halfback of Florida State.
Leads the league in hair.
Number 3, we got Terry Crews.
Terry Crews is a monster. Cruz.
Freaking beast.
White Chicks, man. I saw White Chicks again recently.
Never played in an actual game.
For what?
lacking of self-respect. I don't know what it was, but I laughed.
Dude, Joe McHale didn't play in an actual game.
I don't think that movie gets made today, by the way.
He was just on the team.
He was somehow a scout team tight end.
There you go.
See, that's
tackling dummy.
He was Doesn't
me.
Count.
He was me.
Number 2, he was me. That's how I... But hey, you got the swag. You got in. We saw your suitcase.
Yeah. You got in.
Number 2, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Of course, Arnold. Bodybuilder.
Bodybuilder.
Mr. Universe.
But number 1.
Big weed guy, too.
Big weed.
Yeah. Big weed guy.
Who isn't on this list?
I'm more fascinated by Nancy Reagan here.
Yeah, throw go.
We're going to circle back on that.
I am, too. Lucius, please have
a list for that tomorrow.
Description ready to rock. Goldberg is getting some love. Dan Marino's getting some love.
Top 10 throat goats in American history.
Yeah. I think you need to come up with this one.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is getting love. Jonah Hill. What sport did Jonah Hill play? We need to figure this out.
Baseball. Didn't you watch baseball?
I did watch Moneyball.
That's what I'm saying. He was in Moneyball.
No way, bro.
Did you not watch baseball? It was Jonah Hill. Number 1, though, the most famous actor.
Shaq.
Athlete turned actor.
Michael Jordan.
Okay, so
Penny Hardaway.
MJ is funny.
Smart guy.
Could be one, Space but it's Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay.
Who should be one, let's be honest. Come on. He's a What movie is he not in these
days?
Number 4.
What were you doing there? You were kind of meandering along. I thought you said his name at number 4.
No, number 4 was Burt Reynolds.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Thanks for paying attention.
I was. I said Florida State halfback, but kept
you
saying
did.
The
you
Rock.
Did say that.
I just said The Rock. Number 1.
There it is.
What a fight.
Wolchuk's top
throat goat tomorrow.
Do you want a throat goat list tomorrow?
Yeah, I typed in Nancy Reagan wild, and there's headlines, boys.
Yeah, bro, it's a real thing.
Well, I did get tagged.
Everybody in here capping, y'all.
Yeah. It's funny because somebody tagged me on Twitter, that little leaguer that said his famous actor or actress was Alexis Texas.
Yeah.
Somebody's like, what happened Wolchuk, are you sure you don't have a kid running around here?
They're doing bits there on that show these days.
Maybe I do.
Yeah. One said favorite athlete Adam Sandler. And I'm like, okay, all right, I see him working. Here we go, Nation. It is time now for a highly anticipated interview. John Daniels set to join you just hours after making the decision to fire a fan favorite, a team favorite, a player's manager. Chris Woodward is gone, and JD will answer for it next year on 105.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, G-Back Nation. It is time to have the John Daniels Show right here on your home of the Rangers. If you missed the news about 3-4 hours ago, the Rangers did fire manager Chris Woodward today. We had the press conference back at 2:40. Now it's time for the JD Show. A segment is brought to you by the Frankels. You think there will be less big company trucks on the road this summer because of gas prices? Think again, and those big trucks have insurance companies to protect them. So get the representation that won't settle for less. Frankel and Frankel at truckwreck.com. And the JD Show is brought to you by the Texas Kent Academy, right off the car, not the kid. And a good afternoon. How you doing?
All right, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing pretty good, thank you. And, you know, one of my takeaways listening to that press conference earlier was that, you know, one of the things was you guys didn't feel like he is, you know, was getting the guys ready to play. Is that an accurate statement? Was that one of the main reasons that you decided to move on?
Yeah, I mean, it's a variation of that. Listen, Woody is as tireless a worker as you're going to find. He does not shy away from a challenge. He is all about kind of putting in hours and encouraging the players to do it. You know, I think there's different styles, right? There's different ways to get to the same goal. Some clubs are tighter, you know, more rules and things like that. Some clubs are looser, and you can get to the same point. We have to have a successful club going about either way. I think where we felt we are right now, we're coming together. There's some positives. We felt like from a stylistic standpoint and helping the players, we felt like we needed to, there was an opportunity to kind of tighten some things up right now. And so that's really, you know, that's kind of how I would answer that question. Absolutely love Woody, love what he's brought to the club. It's a really challenging call, an emotional one, because we're close. But that's why, in essence, we made this decision. We think that there's a different style needed to push the players and push us closer to where we need to be.
JD, you know, this weekend was important for the organization. The Hall of Fame weekend, you took 2 of 3 against the Mariners. This was probably a decision that you guys had been thinking about for some time, but why now? I think that was probably the question that we saw the most when the news came down today, is why today, after maybe winning a series against a division opponent that you struggled against, versus doing it earlier or maybe waiting to see if this success could continue for Chris Woodward?
Yeah, Yeah, so great question. We did not take the timing lightly. And we had a lot going on with the draft, the trade deadline, and the Hall of Fame weekend. And really, there was an evaluation at all times going on, really for all of us, myself included. CY and I had talked about, let's wait until after the Hall of Fame stuff to really sit down and go through it. So we really spent quite a bit of time on it yesterday. We'd had some informal conversations, and then we sat down with ownership this morning and made the recommendation and then ultimately made the decision there. I think why now is because we feel like there is still a lot to be gained this year. Obviously we are in the standings, and that speaks for itself. But as far as improving going forward for next year and setting the groundwork and kind of changing the expectations a little bit day in, day out, we thought that there was value in doing it now rather than waiting until next year. And Tony Beasley, we feel like can really help us in that regard. Obviously we're going to have a search in the off season that Tony will be included as a real candidate for, but whether it's long-term it's Tony or it's somebody else, we felt like we would benefit next year and beyond from starting that process right now.
JD, who do you feel like are, from your vantage point in that clubhouse, from a player standpoint, who do you feel like are the leaders on the team? And maybe more so than just the lead by example guys, but who are the guys that you feel like, okay, these are my leaders on this team right now? And do you feel like you have enough of them?
Well, I think you'd always have more and have, keep improving your leadership core. Some of it's developed over time. I think there's got some guys that have leadership attributes. As far as kind of a little more in the way of outspoken or can do it vocally, Marcus Simeon stands out. He's not a rah-rah guy. Most leaders aren't, and I think that's more for the movies than reality. But I look at the way that he has unbelievable routines, and I see some of the young guys sitting by his locker. I see him setting the example. I see him, some of the young guys going with. He does this, great routine post game where he stretches, and I think that's led to some of his positive health and durability record. And so he will take some of the young guys in and encourage them to do some of these things, really to find the routines that work for themselves. Corey, you said Corey Seager is really intense in his preparation and how he goes about it. And he is probably more of a lead by example kind of guy. Cole Calhoun's another guy that can be vocal in how he goes about his business.
JD, did you have to apologize to Woody? And the reason I asked that is because I was in a situation where a coach got fired, and I felt like as a personnel guy, I let him down. Did you feel any of that? I know it's tough to let guys go, but did you feel like, man, I didn't do everything possible for you? Was there any of that?
Brian, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine, man.
I didn't, it wasn't an apology per se, but certainly a recognition that, Woody came in, we were kind of a little bit in between. We had discussed internally rebuilding at that point. We hadn't done it. We weren't all in to win, and we weren't, rebuilding either. And so we were caught in between. We basically finished 500 his first year. That's what you saw. And it wasn't until the middle of 2020 that we really committed to a rebuild. So his first year and a half, we were in between. The next year and a half, we were really rebuilding. And then this year, we're just starting to come up on the other side of that hill. So there was no point in time where, Woody had a roster that we expected, championships from, that we truly thought was a playoff contender. He would have needed a number of things to go right. This year, did we have some aspirations that, we could overachieve and be, 500 or better and in the wild card race, and maybe we could have improved the club at the trade deadline? Yes, I think that was, we thought that was kind of a realistic upside goal. But there's no doubt. We never we never started a season in Woody's 4 years here with a roster that we felt was truly like a, you know, top level contending roster. And certainly recognized that. And to Woody's credit, he kind of shook it off. He was not like, I'll never, you know, talk about that. I'll never make excuses. But we know, and I think deep down he knows that that's the case.
And the follow-up question I have on you with this is that when you look at the situation, and maybe you guys have made the determination, you talk about, you know, going forward and, you know, and looking at your roster, is it easier to move on with a manager who's trying to win games to save his job? And you're saying, no, we need to evaluate these players. Was there some pushback of him maybe wanting to do some things differently with the roster, and then you guys saying, no, we need to evaluate these players that we have?
No, it really, I mean, he gave his opinion on players, whether he thought that they were, you know, capable or not, and whether he thought that they were coachable or not, you know, they had, like, the right attributes, but we were on the same page as far as who to play and things. There was never anything like that. It really wasn't, that was not a factor. I mean, it really came down to just deciding that, you know, going forward, we were looking at we felt the club needed a little bit different style and kind of how we go about our business. And, you know, there's not a whole lot more to it than that.
What style is that?
Well, I think we want to play, let me say this. I'm going to answer your question.
Yes, sir.
I'm hesitant because, you know, I think we share, Woody and myself and CY share a vision about what that style looks like. I think how you get there is more where the kind of difference in opinion is, and I respect that. You know, Woody saw something work with the Dodgers, you know, very different type of roster club than we have, and that, you know, certain things that he believes in. And, you know, we, as Sue and I looked at it, we felt like, you know, to get to where we want to go, we needed to change it. The style is one where, you know, the really focus on kind of fundamentals from really attacking kind of the little things. And a lot of that is accomplished by, you know, practicing them and working on them and having a sense of discipline and structure in your daily routine and the players understanding that is, you know, critical and important to what we want to do, and that there, you know, there's high standards in those areas. And so, you know, it really comes back to kind of like getting back to the basics and the fundamentals and a lot of those areas and creating a little more structure around the way that we work. But the end goal, I think, that Woody would see and we would see, it's still very similar. It's more about how you get there.
Well, you know, old Ron Washington will get down there with your infielders. He'll be all over those details for you, boy.
There's no doubt, man. There's no doubt. He will get after it.
Now, you mentioned, you know, with Beasley and his evaluation here for the remainder of the season, you used the word momentum. You'd like to see some momentum in these last 48 games during the presser. What is the momentum that you'd like to see? What's the evaluation process like for Bees during these last 48 games as he tries to maybe become the full-time manager of this team?
Yeah, I think CY said it really well at the presser that, you know, it's not so much, I mean, that's, we certainly want to win more than we lose, and you know, wins and losses always play some role. But I think the bigger element that we're looking at here with Tony is, you know, how the club responds to him and the rest of the staff midstream, no spring training to implement things, you know, 112 games into their 114 games, whatever it is, into the season. Can they get the players midstream to change course and change the way that we prepare a little bit? And that's going to come with, you know, a little bit more, you know, asking a little bit more of them in tightening some things up in the kind of the day leading up to the game. And so I think how the club responds to that, how the players respond to that, you know, I think you will see that in our style of play on the field. We're hoping that it's a little bit cleaner style and a little more fundamental in how we go about it. It's going to take a little time to put that in play, but that's what we're looking for as far as, when we say, building momentum towards next year.
John, how you doing? Do you think your current role is what you're looking to do, or would you like a little bit more or less of something or another?
Like more wins.
There you go.
Yeah. Like more wins. Yeah. There'll be a moment we'll, you know, be ready to talk about that. It's not right now. I get the question and totally fair, but right now we got to support Tony and support the club, and we'll address some of those things later down the road.
So are things on the table? Sorry, I know you're saying you'll address it down the road, but the way you answered it makes it seem like all things are under consideration at the time.
Listen, this is a competitive business, and all things are always on the table, right, for all of us. We all work for somebody. We all have, job requirements. We're all evaluated all the time. So are things on the table? Yeah, I mean, they're always on the table, whether, you like it or not. That's the nature of the business. We haven't won in 6 years, and I should be evaluated along those lines the same as anybody else. So, that's why I answered that way. It's just a reality of the business. It's not it's nothing that I fear getting into or talking about. It's just not the right time.
JD, are you still looking at any other changes within the coaching staff, or is it just going to be Beads and the staff's going to remain intact for the rest of this season?
Yeah, we're going to remain intact. We have one addition to the staff. Josh Johnson is going to come up. He's been with Round Rock as a coach this year. When Bees missed some time earlier this year, he kind of sprained his Achilles, and he missed a little bit of time. Corey Ragsdale, our first base coach, slid over to third, and Josh came up for about a week and coached first and coached the outfielder. So we're going to do the same thing with Tony sliding into the dugout. Corey Ragsdale will slide from first to third. He'll continue to coach the infielders, coach the base running. JJ will come up and coach at first base and handle the outfielders. And what we wanted to do is leave all the other coaches, Donnie Ecker, Bobby Wilson, Tim Hires, et cetera, the pitching guys. We want to leave them in their current roles so we had as little change as possible.
Thank you so much for your time. Let's go get these wins, man. Give them hell. We'll be pulling for you.
All right, fellas. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
John Daniels here with you on 105.3 The Fan. And that was terrific information. I know the texters are very frustrated with JD, and to see him now go into, I believe, his fifth manager, it can be frustrating, I think. But I do believe this team is heading in a good direction. You look at the money they're willing to spend now and the way they build up the farm system. JD's been part of a lot of success in 11 and 12 and 15 and 16. I think we're getting ready to trend back into it.
I think he's showing the frustration as well.
Yeah.
We haven't won in 6 years. He's doing self-reflection too.
And I love it. He always comes on and is willing to take all the questions, all the tough ones. So thanks to JD in a time like today. He knows what people are saying. It's time to go around the NFL next, the fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Lucius. Huge day in sports. We've been reacting to the Cowboys' preseason loss. We've been talking about Woody getting fired. It's time now to go around the NFL, brought to you by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. I got a two-parter here.
Oh, yes.
Deshaun Watson. It's considered a virtual slam dunk. He's going to get a full-season suspension.
They're dunking on him.
His offer of 8 games and $5 million. It appears they're dunking on that, too. And then Matt Stafford, full participant there with the elbow tendonitis. He's been struggling. He's been unable to practice. But I think they've been just trying to get it down to the baseline as close to a zero as possible. But he's back in. Yeah. And he managed it last year and was able to play at a Super Bowl level. So I don't think it's going to impact the NFC that much. But who knows? Could get worse.
Been sensing a little nervousness from you when it comes to the Stafford injury. And you are the Mr. Injury guy on our show.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think this is a bad one. I think
he'll be okay.
He proved he can play through it. I have heard nothing that would say it's worse. I only get nervous when it's the home teams. You know, I'm willing to sell my services to the Rams or any other team. If you need some injury paranoia, I'm your guy.
They pay well.
And also all sports teams need a little bit more of that. Here's Wolchuk with second down.
I do have a double dip as well when it comes to the quarterbacks. Just some injury news for you. Joe Burrow, he's returned to practice for the first time since his appendectomy. That's when you get your appendix removed, just in case people didn't know what the appendectomy was.
I'll never forget when my brother was in like fourth or fifth grade and that thing burst in the middle of the night. And my dad was like, it's a stomach ache, calm the hell down. Turns out
he was dying.
That thing burst.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, he was. That sounds horrible.
He made it out, though.
And then Zach Wilson, he was the news of the NFL this weekend. Just a 2 to 4 week injury. He's got a bone bruise and a meniscus tear, but didn't we all think this is a season ender for Zach Wilson? They dodged a bullet, and they're now putting all their faith in Joe Flacco. What the hell are they doing?
Oh, gosh, Joe Flacco.
Although, would we not love to have Joe Flacco as our backup before we're playing
with? Yeah, if you're going through Cooper Rush, DiNucci, Will Greer,
if you want a top 8 pick, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, look, if Dak goes down, you're getting a top 5 pick.
Well, that's
if it happens early.
That's
enough.
Happening. Yeah. Yeah. If it happens early enough, of course.
I think the Jets open up with the Ravens as well, so we might get a little
revenge.
Yeah, revenge
game.
We've
got game,
Baker
Flacco versus
style.
Cleveland. Yeah. Flacco versus Baltimore. I know who I'm
Russell
betting.
Wilson.
That's headlining
Russell
opening
Wilson
weekend.
Plays
man.
In Seattle week one too.
Okay, no, that's he plays in Seattle.
Yeah,
that's
that
week
game's
one.
In Seattle. That's a Monday night football.
This is amazing.
Dude, just revenge games all over the place.
I think he might have. Let's go.
Here's Shia Follow with third down.
Well, hey, listen, if you guys are going to double platter this thing, so am I.
No,
gosh,
no double platters
it.
For you. Only poo-poo platters.
Alvin Kamara is, we know that there is a suspension looming for him, right? Because at the Pro Bowl, he did some airport, fighting and stuff like that.
Is that what we're calling it now? Because all the fights are happening at the airport, Spirit Airlines and whatnot?
Yeah, yeah. There's
it's
an airport
out there
fight.
Flying, guys. I'll tell you,
it is,
tough,
dude.
Out there.
It is.
Just come on one of our flights with Broadus, and you'll see a fight.
Spirit
and,
is like the Denny's of the sky right there.
Or is it like a Waffle House?
Beat you up, bro.
But Kamara might not get the suspension this year. Like, it's taken a while to process some of this stuff. So, not that he won't be suspended, but look for him to be maybe suspended in 2023 as opposed to this upcoming season. I guess there's some sort of like a back order here, supply chain issues. I'm sure they're still blaming COVID for something.
Back order.
The suspensions are offshore on a tanker.
Yeah, exactly. So, for like a fantasy standpoint, Alvin Kamara, who's being drafted right now, is like the 9th running back because a lot of people are like, hey, I'm going to draft you and you're going to miss the first 4 games or 6 games, whatever it is.
Which, why are you doing your fantasy draft now?
Yeah, that's already a rookie mistake.
What the hell?
But that's one of those deals where you say, okay, now he becomes slightly more draftable in that first round. And then I came across a stat of the day whenever I was on the beaches of Mexico, and I couldn't believe it.
Humble brag.
Yeah.
Mark Sanchez has more playoff wins than Dak Prescott.
Okay, that's like, enough. Brought us.
Like Derek Carr.
There's like 6 guys here. Get
Lamar
ready.
Jackson.
He went to 2 FC Championship games. We know.
Kyler Murray, Kirk Cousins, and Justin Herbert combined.
Combined, yeah.
So defense will do for you.
Dear God. Sexy Rexy Ryan in that defense, man. They made it happen. But he's still the butt fumble guy, so... I mean, you don't want to be Mark Sanchez. But I was like, dear God, really? He's won 4 playoff games. It's more of an indictment on all the other quarterbacks than it is like praise to him. It's not like he's won 10 playoff games. It's 4 playoff games, and we got 9 quarterbacks in here that are supposed to be respectable that don't even have 4 combined.
We can find some random quarterbacks that have done that, like a Rex Grossman, you know, that just went on a run and they were carried there.
Well, it's not that many. I mean, the Cowboys have won 4 playoff games in like the last 25 years.
Well,
you know?
When you settle for mediocrity and your job's never in danger.
It's one of those innocuous means nothing stats, but I still just found it like, oh my gosh.
It's shocking.
That's a little bit wild.
It is.
Way to go, Mark. Here's Brian brought us with fourth down.
Did you guys see any highlights from the game at Soldier Field, Kansas City and Chicago this past weekend?
I watched a little bit
of it. The only thing sadder than watching Cooper Rush and DiNucci throw the football is looking at Soldier Field. The field itself.
Well,
it's unplayable.
Yeah, J.C. Treader, he was talking about, the NFL said that the field met minimum testing standards.
Bare minimum.
We clearly need to reevaluate what is acceptable surface for players to compete on. We need new testing metrics looking at the performance and safety of every field. The NFL can and needs to do better. Evidently had an Elton John concert before that tore up this field.
Oh, the piano.
Oh, Elton John was out there just ripping it up.
Yeah, it was the Goodbye Yellow Brick Road tour. This is the final one.
Those wild ass Elton John fans.
Yeah, it was Benny and the Jets all over the place. So they tore up the field. They need to do something about that, though, right? I mean, if you're about to have, NFL game, you can't be having concerts.
Again, they don't care about player safety. They care about making the money.
Well, and the Bears don't even care about having good players. And maybe the field's to blame here. But Justin Fields had 9 dropbacks and threw 7 passes over the weekend. His receivers gained a total of 4 yards after the catch.
Yeah.
And that ranks dead last of every quarterback so far this preseason to complete at least 3 passes.
Yeah, I will say, we've complained about what the Cowboys did to help Dak Prescott. There's probably no quarterback who should be more bitter than Justin
Fields.
He'll
be number one on that list we talk about, right? That list from ESPN.
Yeah.
What quarterbacks got screwed?
Yeah,
The Athletic Mike Sando article.
Yeah, that's the Athletic, yeah.
I'd be asking if I can take a redshirt year in Chicago. That's what I'd do. I don't want to get hurt, guys.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? Let's just fake an injury. I'll come back in 2023. Get me some Nam Lyman.
Where's Foles? Get him back here.
Yeah, because that's the thing. They have no receivers, but it's not like they make up for it because they got a great offensive line. Hey, we're at least protecting you.
Well,
they got a terrible offensive line.
Yeah, Tevin Smith. They've tried to get rid of him. They drafted from Tevin Smith is a linebacker. But Jenkins, they're trying to get rid of that guy. They drafted him out of Oklahoma State. They thought he was a good player.
We got to go. It's an overreaction Cowboys Monday. What's your top overreaction to how Saturday went at 8 that you actually believe in? Okay. Text in. Overreactions you actually believe in.
Don't over, damn it.
At 877-881-1053. Are we seeing something happen on this defense for the first time in over a decade? That is next on 105.3 The Fan.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.